Hey everyone, this is one of these political posts I used to do a while ago. I'm seeing a lot of stuff. When I say political, I mean sort of newsy. I see a lot of stuff at the moment about all the craziness that happened on Friday. In Kuwait, in southern France, and in Tunisia. Now, okay, in Tunisia, we have a hotel that is full of Western, mostly British, holidaymakers, goes onto a beach, and so a gunman decides, who's come from ISIS, a gunman decides that this is a prime location to exact his revenge upon Western ideology and ideals in a, an African nation. Right. Okay. So we're targeting Westerners specifically. Okay. So this is the one that I see reported everywhere. This is the one that we get a lot of media coverage of. And I guess because there's a lot of British involvement, this makes sense. But let's not forget, okay, that on the same day, we had a guy in France who beheaded his boss and tried to set his, I think he worked in a factory, he tried to blow his factory up by driving a car into into a some kind of volatile material. He drove his car into that and tried to cause a massive explosion, which didn't work. So people are saying they think he was an ISIS operative as well. The other one that I'm really quite saddened at, and we're getting not much coverage of this, because it doesn't... Oh, welcome to my phone babbling away at me. That was nice. So, what was I saying? I lost track of my train of thought here. Oh, yes. So, we have this mosque in Kuwait that is... a guy goes into a packed mosque in Ramadan, or during Ramadan, Friday, which is the Sabbath in the Muslim religion, as far as I'm aware, goes into a Shiite mosque and blows himself up, killing 27 people, I believe it is. This gets maybe a day or so's coverage, max. And then we kind of go, oh, but by the way, there's all these British people that have been shot at in a hotel. Never mind that a mosque has been attacked during Ramadan in a country that until this has happened has enjoyed peace in a otherwise volatile region for a very, very long time. And it's a Sunni Shiite conflict. In this particular instance, it is a Sunni Shiite issue. But no one is talking about it. It's gone very, very quiet. The other thing I'm getting sick and tired of are a lot of these... And I will say it this way because this is what I'm seeing. And if I'm wrong about this, then feel free to correct me. But it tends to be a white, middle-class, right-wing group of people in this country that have decided to blame the entire Muslim religion for all of this carnage that's going on. I have one thing to say to that. If you know anything about the month of Ramadan, you would know, assuming I'm right about it, I really hope I'm right about this, I'm not making myself look like an idiot, but it's supposed to be a month of peace. Not a month of exacting revenge on, quote, the infidel, unquote, as ISIS sees it. This is what ISIS have told people to do, to step up attacks on the, quote, infidel, unquote, during the month of Ramadan, which is, as far as I was aware, non-Muslim. It's a non-Muslim thing to do. It is against everything that that Islam... is about to do this stuff. So, yes, I am in agreement with a lot of these people. ISIS are not real Muslims. ISIS are a group of people that wish to cause carnage for the sake of an outdated, outmoded, and barbaric belief system that they have tagged onto the Islamic religion ideology. Unfortunately, they're very, very good at spreading their message. Something else I keep seeing, shouldn't we have military intervention, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's great, right? One small problem with that. All these attacks have occurred, homegrown, okay? These are homegrown attacks. These are not people that have travelled in to do this stuff. ISIS operatives are coming up because of things like social media. ISIS operatives are being recruited internationally. Yes, there is a ground fight in Iraq, Syria. I believe there's part of another country now that's gone, which has gone very quiet as well. Libya, I believe, they're involved in now as well. But that's all gone very quiet over there, conveniently. So, yeah, okay, you could go in there and you could start causing carnage, which we are, to be fair. We're already there in some capacity or another. But this will not stop these people because they are recruiting internationally. This is not Al-Qaeda. This is way, way different. And these people are very, very savvy and they know exactly what they're doing. And this is not going to stop anytime soon. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. Anyway. That's a nice phone. Thank you for interrupting my audio boo twice now. But yeah. I just thought I'd come on here and say my piece about this whole thing because I'm just seeing so much stuff on social media. And I have said something similar to this on Facebook already, but I'm just seeing so much stuff on social media that is hurting me. It really makes me stop and go, hang on a minute. It's terrible, the stuff I'm seeing people say. And so I want to come out and say my thing, and maybe at least like one or two people might actually listen to this and go, oh yeah, he's got a point. And most people will probably just ignore this post, but you know, you do what you do. Anyway, take it easy, everybody. Get at me on the old Facebook and Twitter. The same username is on both, MATT02392. And I will talk to you if you wish to talk to me. Awesome. Alert. Delete draft. Button. Save draft.